Wisdom comes from the Latin word sabiduría. And as a Spanish speaker, I can tell you that sabiduría can be broken into two smaller words. The first word is the verb saber, which means to know. And duría can be found in the term duro, which means hard. So, sabiduría would be the knowledge or to know what is hard, what is real, what is true. And this is what wisdom is, my brothers and sisters. To hold on to the things that is real, that's hard, that eternal, that's everlasting, not just information. In the day and age where I can tell you now that Americans are getting more educated on paper, and our children are getting smarter each day with information-based technology and education. But I wonder how many of them are seeking wisdom, the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of the everlasting, the knowledge of the eternal. Everything that our school is telling them, and a lot of parents have bought into this, are just vain glory, vanities, and the things that make them feel good about themselves. But at the end of the day, all those things are fleeting. Nothing is truth. Nothing is hard. Nothing is everlasting. Nothing is eternal. So, wisdom, my brothers and sisters, at all the readings today, tell us we require us to sell everything to pursue wisdom. And the greatest wisdom that we can learn, especially at people of faith, is to know how to let go of everything in order to follow the will of God. My brothers and sisters, are you and I willing to let go of everything in order to pursue God, in order to love God, and in order to live according to His will? Or are we chasing after our own will, our own vanity, and our own glory? I will be the first one to raise my hand saying this, my brothers and sisters, that I struggle with this every day. Especially as an immigrant and as a young person, I went to America with nothing, and my parents were robbed of many opportunities because of the Vietnam War. Their education was taken away from them, and they struggled for a very long time after the communists came in. I grew up poor without opportunities. So when we came to America, my parents were very adamant about focusing on education so that we would have a better life than them. And for the longest time ever, that's what my goal, that's what my pursuit, because I didn't want to fail my parents. I didn't want to disappoint them. I really wanted to succeed. And as a perfectionist, as I have told many of you before, I struggle to be perfect, right? And I went with the flow, right? I chase after education, and even in seminary, when opportunities arise, I took all of them, right? I had a lot of degrees in on my hand, five to be exact, right? But then at the end of the day, I look back at them. And I'm thinking to myself, why did I worry so much about those degrees? Well, yes, first, they helped me to learn a lot more about theology, but they never change who I am deep from within. And who I am deep from within, it not just the knowledge that was given on the outside, it's the knowledge that came from prayer. A life of worship and a requirement that I have to humble myself and conform myself to Christ, just as St. Paul have said in the second reading today. My brothers and sisters, that God predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. We got to become more like Christ each day, not just pursuing the education, vanities, and glories, but learn how to be humble, to be real, to be genuine, to be transparent, to become more Christ-like in our words, our actions. And this is where wisdom is in. Wisdom had to be learned through life experience, not just in the textbook, not just in the degree. Even now, when I serve as a military priest, a lot of my supervisors, a lot of my peers, they worry a lot about how to set themselves apart from the rest. And many of them want to further their education. And many of them have kind of encouraged me to get my doctorate. And at first, I was very enticed to it. And I go and I told myself, well, I can do it. I have the intellectual capacity to do it. It's not hard. But when I bring it to prayer, something just didn't work. Something didn't click. It became my will. And I asked myself this question a lot. Will having a doctorate make me a better priest? A better chaplain? A better counselor? As a matter of fact, I was already accepted into a doctorate program. And I was on the edge of wanting to take classes on it. But I pray about it. None of the classes, none of the things made me into a better minister, a better priest, or a better child of God. All of that did come from my own prayer, my own life of worship, my own life of discipleship. So it then become a nice thing to have, but it doesn't help me to seek wisdom. And right now I in my own prayer, God calls me to let go of everything so that I have the freedom to do His will, to be sent where I'm needed the most, and to die to myself so that I can be present to the people who do not know Him, who are suffering, who are in pains, who bear the wounds of war and the wounds, the wounds that have been caused by society, the wounds that are seen and unseen deep from within, so that they can see wisdom, they can know wisdom, and they can fall in love with Him. God calls me in my own prayer to be free and to pursue an education or something that I want but do not need would hinder that. Was it easy to come to that decision? Heck no, it was not easy. And I still struggle with it each day, especially when I have people who come to me wanting to mentor me in the military way, in the secular way, who want me to stand apart, right? Who want to develop my military path. All good intentions, but that's not what God wants for me. And I have to be humble, genuine, and honest in telling them, thank you. But it's not for me. I want to love Christ with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my being. And I want to be free to follow Him. That's not easy. I struggle with that each day. I don't know about you. But the collect or the opening prayer today said so beautifully in these words, O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy. Bestowed in abundance your mercy upon us, and grant that with you as our ruler and guide, we may use the good things that pass in such a way that hold fast even now to those that ever endured. So I'll end my homily with the virtue of hope. In order for us to grab onto wisdom, the knowledge that is truth, that is real, that is firm, that is eternal, that is transcendental, we need hope. The virtue of hope is often portrayed in Christian images as an anchor. Because hope is not something that is wishy-washy. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. And Christ has taught us what it means to be firm in our faith. And to be generous in our generosity and our charity with each other. Firm in faith, generous in charity. So that we can know how to become more Christ-like each day. He is our anchor. He's our foundation. He's the purpose. And he's the image of what we're called to conform our life to. My brothers and sisters, without God, no firm foundation. Nothing is holy. May we then use the good things that pass, instead of chasing them, in order to hold fast even now, this moment, to the things that ever endure. Seek wisdom. Seek the knowledge that is firm, that is true, that is real, that's everlasting. And let go of everything else. And use them, not for our own vanity, our own glory, but to use them so that we hold on to the things that give us life, that nourishes us through a life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of discipleship, so we can become more free in loving him. My brothers and sisters, may we see what it means to have wisdom, what it means to have hope, so that we can practice our faith and our charity, and conforming ourselves to Christ, so we can become more like him each day.